Operations that send jobs overseas. Under the bill, U.S. companies that close domestic plants and open new ones overseas would see their taxes increase. Companies that import jobs to the U.S. would get new tax breaks. Senator John Kyle of Arizona says the measure would end up hurting the job situation in the U.S.
The bill, which is not fully offset, proposes to partially pay for this tax holiday for multinational corporations with new tax hikes on multinational corporations, tax hikes that could undermine job creation right here in America.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Before we get to Barry, why, of course, there's a wonderful article just out by Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who's certainly one of my favorite commentators. Why is it important? Well, Ambrose Evans Pritchard, for many years, he's a good individual. Certainly, I talked to him when he was the senior reporter in Washington, D.C. from the Sunday Telegraph, and we had a good time talking about the Oklahoma bombing. He did a lot of wonderful research on that, and certainly he pointed out that there was a conspiracy where we never told the truth about what really happened at that time. But he now returned to London. Actually, the Clinton administration put pressure on the Telegraph to get Ambrose Evans Pritchard out of town because he was the one reporter who was telling the truth. But he has been certainly supporting the Federal Reserve System and our fiat money system, saying, look how well it's worked. And ladies and gentlemen, this system has worked well for 40 years, since 1971 when we went off the gold standard. And we've created heralded and unparalleled prosperity, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. The only trouble is that the fiat money systems always work well and always create prosperity for a time. And then eventually, why, people printing the money act irresponsibly, inflate the money, you go into a hyperinflation or an inflationary spiral, and then the whole thing collapses. And that's what Ambrose Evans Pritchard is writing about in his latest article. And he's saying, I've been wrong all along. All these people out there, you know, with their piles of ammunition and their pistols, you know, warning that this whole system was going to collapse and collecting gold coins. He said, they've been right all along and I've been wrong. The Federal Reserve System is going to print money and destroy the whole world financial system. A very important article. I suggest you get hold of it. So with that as a background, let's get to our special guest this morning. Barry Shamish, who we did a program with him yesterday, and he was commenting on Ahmadinejad's recent speech at the United Nations, when apparently the representatives of 20 or 30 nations got up and walked out because of what Ahmadinejad said. Well, Barry, you picked the story up because I thought your take on that was interesting. It was honest, much more honest than the commentaries of most people. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah. I can talk, if I wanted to, about how correct I was last week on this channel that Israel has extended the building freeze, and everything I said in 1 week became news the next week, but I'm not going to. You're right. This week, Ahmadinejad did speak at the UN, and, well, first of all, it was a very good speech. And unfortunately, we agree on a few issues here. Look, you can't win by agreeing with Ahmadinejad. It's every third word out of his mouth is anti-Zionist. He's obsessed with it. Nonetheless, 9/11, that's what caused all the diplomats to walk out. It wasn't anything against Israel. No, he said lots of things against Israel, but when he said that 9/11, well, he actually gave three scenarios, but the final scenario, well, one scenario, the Americans knew it was going to happen and let it happen, and so, but he said, nah, that's not likely. The real likelihood is that 9/11 was an inside American job, and then the diplomats walked out. Now, this poses a tremendous ethical dilemma for me. Look, the fact of there's one fact. Forget all the other facts. The fact is that Building 7 went down at 5:20 in the afternoon in a perfect controlled demolition. It was ordered by Larry Silverstein. He ordered... Now, again, this the same day. It takes months to engineer. Well, even a bad explosion, you can't do it from the time the plane hit until 5 in the afternoon. How did Silverstein know that Building 7 was rigged with explosives? That's it. If there's an answer for that, and I've never seen an answer, by the way, never, never, never. But if there is, then 9/11 is largely cleared up for me. But there won't be an answer because Ahmadinejad is right. This was an American operation. And, well, I would have walked out on this anti-Israel stuff because it was getting on my nerves. But I wouldn't have walked out for the 9/11 stuff. Look, you were talking about something, and I'm going to dive into it as well. Ahmadinejad also, and this was not properly digested because of the 9/11 statement, but Ahmadinejad said that American capitalism is dying. And this was a major part of his speech, was that the American system has been sucking off the world, and now it's dying itself. Look, what this is so factual. I mean, he just might have read today's news and made that statement. It's not all that fantastic, except in America itself, tens of millions, probably over 100 million Americans can't handle American capitalism. They're lost in the system, and it's a system that is... Well, it's alienated. I'm going to say a third of the country, but I'll bet you it's even higher than that right now. So, I'll illustrate this. When I did this story yesterday, I wasn't sure it was a good idea because it was kind of personal, but it's very illustrative of what American capitalism has turned into. Now, all right, it's my story. 3 months ago, my internet modem gave me trouble, so I phoned AT&T, my server. And we went through a few tests, and they said, you're going to have to buy a new modem from us. And I said, that's it? Okay, order me a modem. And as the order was being filled out, it occurred to me I had a modem in the house. I had a spare modem. I said to them, nah, cancel the order. And the lady says to me, I'm sorry, AT&T doesn't cancel orders.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Harry Stamets right here at the American Freedom Network.
As parents, we try to make sure our children grow up in an environment that is safe. Each year, many American children ruin their lives through the abuse of drugs. We can't shield our children from all that's wrong, but we can take time to encourage our children to say yes to life, education, and a great future, and no to drugs. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess this morning, very shampish and very simply commenting on Ahmadinejad's speech. Now, President Ahmadinejad of Iran is a caricature. He's got a little scruffy beard, you know, and he usually wears a little windbreaker jacket. He's sort of like Arafat, you know. He wore a tablecloth, checkered tablecloth on his head, and he had a scruffy beard, and Fidel Castro with his green fatigues. It's all, ladies and gentlemen, it's political theater. Ahmadinejad says the most ridiculous things. He hates Israel, he's going to destroy the great Satan, America. And so anything he says, you tend to disagree with. And when he comes out and he says, you know, 911 may have been an inside job and carried out by our government, he immediately discredits everybody who says that sort of thing. Why would he make this statement before the United Nations? Well, he's either the stupidest guy in the world, or he is actually trying to do exactly what the Bush administration and now the Obama administration is doing, and that is discrediting anybody who asked why did Building 7 come down, at 5:20 in the afternoon as a controlled demolition? How did Osama get those explosives into Building Number 7, Osama bin Laden? How did Osama do that? Well, and then, of course, he comes out and he criticizes capitalism. And the thing is, what he is saying is absolutely true, and he is discrediting anybody who is making those statements. Well, Barry is talking about an instance he had recently with AT&T, where he had just over the telephone, he had ordered a modem, and before the conversation was over, he suddenly realized he didn't need a modem. He had an extra modem, and he tries to cancel it. And will you pick up the story, Barry?
Yeah, they said AT&T doesn't cancel orders. And then she says, we'll send it out. When the delivery driver comes, return it, and that's how you cancel it, which, again, you cancel the order in 1 second over the phone, or you send an airplane and a truck to your house, and then back with the package. It's out of logic. It's just incredible that the company just didn't cancel it. But I said, fine, if that's your policy. I thought it was a greedy salesman, so I phoned AT&T back immediately, and I said I'd like to cancel an order I just made, and I got the same story. AT&T doesn't cancel orders. When the truck delivery driver comes, return to him, and that's a return. So the delivery driver comes, but he doesn't. He leaves it on my doorstep and takes off. So there's no one to return it to. So I phone AT&T, 10 times. And believe me, one phone call is such a nerve-wracking experience. Well, one voice would transfer me to a deadline or bang down on me. I couldn't get anyone to talk to me. And then finally, early this month, a lady named Tiffany at AT&T's Atlanta office heard the whole story, and she says, well, we have to send you a return sticker, and then you take it to UPS, and it'll come back, and your order will be canceled. So I figure, all right, this is again stupid. I've got to get into the car, and I've got to go find UPS. Nonetheless, it didn't arrive. Instead, a letter came from the credit department of AT&T saying that they've looked at my credit report and I can no longer buy AT&T products. This was followed by the bill including the modem. Now, first of all, my credit is very, very straightforward. I don't use it and I have no debts. That's it. Never use credit to buy a house, a car, anything. I buy outright with whatever meager funds I ever had in my life, I buy it. So, in fact, I'm an ideal client. And they're, they're unethical beyond belief. You've reached the point, and this was not the America that I knew 40 years ago. 40 years ago, a corporation actually had to be responsible for its clients. In short, they may cut off my phone and internet, but I don't want to pay for this modem. And instead of just simply returning it, they send me legal notices that my credit is no good. Look, this story of about American capitalism, either that was illustrative for you and you understood from your own experiences that this is what it's come down to, that the largest communications corporation in America no longer is working with the people of America. And, by the way, I've got lots and lots of stories to add to this one, but I'm just going to stop with this one. Ahmadinejad, I think, gave a very, very good speech, and that American capitalism is no longer serving the American people, and he made a very strong point, which I live with and I agree with it because I go through this stuff. There's something wrong with the system.
But if this is really has nothing to do with the free enterprise system, which is what we really have. Capitalism is a monopoly system. Capitalism and the type of capitalism we have today is corporatism, it's fascism. It is not worried about serving the people. In fact, it's doing everything to get the people to be servile. You know, we go to the airport, we have to stand in these long lines, we have to take off our shoes. I mean, you're like a rat in a maze, and they're conditioning us to do that. You call, and anybody can call AT&T, and you just try to get a real live human being. I've spent hours on the phone with AT&T, and I share your frustration. You finally get a human being, and they said, we'll transfer you, and they transfer you to a deadline, and another 45 minutes has gone down the tube. They are intentionally buried. They could not do this bad job unintentionally. I've talked to people from AT&T, and they sympathize. They say, look, we call in, we can't reach anybody either. I believe that they're playing games with our mind. They're conditioning us for the frustration that is coming as we move from a free society to a totalitarian society. were, of course, the corporations working in conjunction with government, as they did in Mussolini's Italy, create a fascist, a feudal society with a ruling corporate elite.
I will add to that that it's not just AT&T. I'll give another story. I got snookered into a speaking date in London, which I discovered was a hoax. But they asked me to get a work visa when I didn't know it was a hoax. So I went to, and I paid online $300 to the British government to get a two-week working visa. And then I found it was a hoax, and there was no way to get online. There wasn't a phone number, nothing to get that money back. I'm not coming to England. Give me the money back. I sent two registered letters to the British Embassy and Consulate in Chicago. Now, in my, again, when I was a kid, it was unheard of that no matter how ridiculous your letter was, the embassy or consulate answered it. I'm not going to England. Give me my money back. I was caught in a hoax. I couldn't even get a reply to two registered letters. Something is being done. Something is separating the people under these people, in other words, us, from our so-called superiors who do run the passport office and the communication centers. They're not serving us anymore, and there's something, I think, deliberate about all this.
I think you're absolutely right.
Hello?
Yes, I just agreeing with you totally. I think you're absolutely right. I think so.
That's all right. Again, you're talking about Ahmadinejad and all these diplomats walking out on him. There were parts of the speech that really should have been taken seriously, and they weren't, because there was an organized attempt to discredit and debunk him by the ambassadors at the United Nations and the honored guests who walked out on him, and the whole message was lost. There were some points we should be discussing.
Well, our whole economic system is beginning to come down because they are intentionally bringing it down. They've contracted the credit. You can see, if you look at M3, how they're actually contracting credit. It's not available. The banks are in on it. They've done it repeatedly over the last 200 years, contracting credit. So people lose their offices. They lose their businesses. They lose their homes. Banks know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
Look, I'm going to switch to, again, a little offbeat topic. But believe it or not, it is... relevant if you happen to live in Canada. Now, look, there's no such thing really as Canadian literature. All right, Dr. Stan, name me a Canadian author.
Well, I can't, and I can't name any Canadian inventions either.
Name a Canadian movie. It goes on and on. Canada is not a place where creation takes place. And... look, I tried living there for 4 months after 32-3 years, and nothing had changed. It's a terrible place for a person with original thoughts. Original thinkers don't stay in Canada. Those writers that actually have talent are now all living in the States. But there is a writer named Margaret Atwood who is Canada's... she's like the Robert Frost of Canada, and... believe me, she's unreadable. And when I was young, I tried reading her. She's terrible. She appeals basically to radical feminists. That's like 100% of her audience are radical feminists, and then the rest of the country somehow are told she's the best writer. She ends up being the best writer. The point is, she was invited to Tel Aviv to receive a distinguished award from Tel Aviv University, and she used the podium to... it wasn't just that she was slamming Israel. All her facts were wrong. What she said is that she's got a report from Save the Children UK, and in it, Israel is accused of starving the children of Gaza. And there's a direct link between child mortality and retardation in Gaza and the Israeli occupation, which is ridiculous. Israel doesn't occupy, walked out of Gaza. But that's not the point. None of this was in the actual report. People went looking for this report, which otherwise would have been unread. And there's not a word in there about Israel causing malnutrition, retardation, or child mortality. Her whole speech was made up. But she gave a threat, and you've got to listen to it. She said, unless Israel lifts its occupation of Gaza, this discussion of child retardation in Gaza will be discussed in every pub in Canada. Now, you have to understand that this causes damage. It's hard to explain that a writer would have any influence anymore. I'll tell you, we don't have Steinbecks and Faulkners and Hemingways who open their mouth and it becomes news anymore. All you got is like Stephen Kings and stuff. But nonetheless, in Canada, coming from Atwood, she is spreading a lot of anti-Israel hatred, and she spat in the face of her host at Tel Aviv University by accepting their distinguished prize, whatever it is, by literally slandering Israel.
Okay, well, I certainly...
That's the story. There's nothing more to it.
Well, you know, I get this all the time on the radio. I get people calling in, you know, with on an entirely different subject, and then they'll come around to slamming Israel and the Zionist Jews who are doing all the terrible things in the world, and they want to use my program to put that out, and I very nicely tell them I disagree with them, thank them for the call, and we go on. Go ahead.
Well, if only you had the prestige in America that Atwood has in Canada.
Well, I'm afraid that will never be. And I'm not concerned about it. I do what I think I'm called to do. And we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shem.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children along with love and understanding can in fact be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to just say no to drugs. That important message probably brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They're another local concerned and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds on the air because they care. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being, once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get hold of your website, how they can get your books, how they get your DVDs, and how they can find your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Sure. The books, the latest being The Compromised Land, are all at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. And right, you'll see a search box, write my name, Chamish. That's Chamish. That'll take you to the books. They're like $5 to download within seconds into your computer, or you get them sent to your house for more. The website is barrychamish.com. You will see a PayPal button if you wish to contribute to my message. Well, if you so desire, I'll send you a very nice package of DVDs. And if you want to get the DVDs, they're not sold on Lulu. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, let's get away from Ahmadinejad and go back to Israel.
All right, let's go right ahead.
Well, you know, this was big, big stuff in Israel. Jerusalem was engulfed in flames earlier this week.
And we didn't hear about it at all here in the States. So tell us what happened.
Well, a bodyguard was on his way home, and he was ambushed by a gang. He was ambushed in his car, and he was surrounded, and he defended himself. He shot an Arab. And this was legitimate self-defense. From all the reports I've been getting, he would be freed in any court in the world. His life was in severe jeopardy. But the Arabs didn't view that way and started rioting. Now, these were serious riots. I mean, they overturned a bus and stoned cars. They stoned the Western Wall from the Temple Mount. They were throwing rocks on people. 16 Israelis were wounded, and the flames, Jerusalem was covered in dark black smog from all the burning tires that it took. It took 2 days to quell this. Now, what this tells us about the peace process is a joke. Now, as I said last week, Israel was going to extend the building freeze probably forever, and they're just playing a little game of one square forward and then another square and then another until there's nothing left. So they extended the housing freeze in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem. So in a city where Jews can't build, the Arabs are going with this. Believe me, this was not, the death of this Arab was not a reason Well, it was a reason to protest if you're into killing Jews. Otherwise, no sane human being, well, they'd look at the circumstances objectively as possible and decide not to riot. But the Arabs rioted and closed down Jerusalem for 2 days. Cars couldn't drive for fear of being, ambushed by stones and rocks and burning tires. This was Jerusalem this week. And again, to keep the peace process going and not to interfere with the building freeze moratorium, nobody heard about this.
No, we didn't. The news totally blacked out. We were much more concerned about Lindsay Lohan or some other person, maybe, of course, Monday night football again or Sunday football. So basically, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested largely by people we've never heard of. They control our reality because they control the media. And if we didn't hear about the riots and the flames in Jerusalem, why it didn't take place? Go right ahead.
Well, last week, now this is, we're going to dive into the real diplomacy taking place against Israel and for peace. They keep repeating peace. You just got to get used to it. Okay, that they make themselves out to be peacemakers. You just got to know that these are warmongers. And you just got to change your mindset to understand that the deceit that's going on and working. Okay, it seems to be working like a charm. Now, I talked about this thing called the Mediterranean Union. And it's a very, very unknown subject that is having tremendous influence. On November 20th in Barcelona, Spain, the Mediterranean Union, which consists of five Catholic states and five North African Arab states, are going to have a conference in which they have promised Middle East peace. They're going to bring Middle East peace in November, and nothing seems to be able to stop them. Now, I discussed this again last week when, in fact, well, Obama is thoroughly tied to this Mediterranean Union. There was a meeting in Washington. Meanwhile, Shimon Peres was in the Vatican, all tied up by Skype with Obama, Mubarak, Abdullah, Abbas. It's a direct negotiations over Barcelona. Now, let's just say that Barcelona was founded by the Vatican. It was founded by King Juan Carlos of Spain, who, by the way, Spain has always spread the Inquisitions of the Vatican. This is Spain's role in history. Now, what this so-called peace means is exactly what it was from day one in the Oslo Agreement. Nothing has changed. The conditions are exactly the same. Israel becomes indefensible. Its capital is divided. It removes itself from the Golan Heights, and whatever is left can fend for itself as best it can. That is the peace process. It doesn't take into account that Israel being indefensible without the heights and without the geography is as good as dead. This is the main issue, that Israel can't take this peace process because, in fact, it is the end of Israel if it does. So, just so you know, I got the information yesterday, about a half an hour before we spoke. Presidents Mubarak of Egypt and Sarkozy of France are the co-chairs of the Mediterranean Union. Well, they are going to meet before the next conference with Netanyahu and Abbas, the same gang who met in Washington, and they're going to shove something down their throats. Whether they like it or not, Israel is going to be under immense world pressure to accept the peace of the Mediterranean Union.
Okay, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here on the American Freedom Network.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, as we explore what's really going on in the world, the Mediterranean Union, which nobody's heard of, but they create all of these bodies. This is a new elitist organization supposedly dedicated to bringing peace to the Near East. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not going to be peace there until the Lord comes, but you go right ahead, Barry.
Well, let's look at the rumor that, again, last week I spoke of, that Netanyahu was going to agree to a moratorium on the building freeze and extend it in return for America offering clemency or a pardon, presidential pardon, to Jonathan Pollard. And that way Netanyahu can say, all right, you don't get to build kindergartens or out of ports, but we got Pollard back. And they thought the emotions would, well, essentially keep the anger down in Israel. But, well, the freeze went ahead yesterday anyways, but 2 days before the freeze, actually, yeah, 2 days, it was on Friday, whatever. It was within 48 hours of the announcement that, lo and behold, a group of American congressmen had started a committee to offer Jonathan Pollard clemency. Now, again, well, the members of the committee are two Jews and two Gentiles. The Jews are Barney Frank and Anthony Weiner. They are going to convince Congress that because Israel is such a good pal of ours, that Jonathan Pollard has served long enough and we should give Israel a present and return him. Now, again, the timing and Netanyahu's offer of Pollard for the freeze, obviously, Obama didn't want to give a pardon, but if Congress supports clemency, he'll let Pollard go. This was all, again, this is a matter of connecting the dots. Nobody had spoken in Congress about clemency for Pollard, ever. There are all kinds of people who know that he got shafted, but nobody has organized a committee to grant clemency to Jonathan Pollard until just before this latest freeze of building in Judea and Samaria. And I'm telling you, it's connected.
Okay, fine. Well, it may very well be, and it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
Well, again, in this case, I think it's almost certain that Netanyahu said freeze for Pollard, and they said Obama doesn't agree, and they said that we've got another way of doing it. We'll go through Congress, and then this committee was founded. Look, if the issue ever arose again, and by the way, it won't, but nonetheless, Pollard was spying in 84, 85. This was when Shimon Peres was Prime Minister of Israel. This is using Pollard's information. And apparently it was really good stuff. Peres found that America was shipping, had an arms ship going to free American hostages in Beirut. All right, arms for hostages. Peres, instead of making a fuss about this and demanding that this operation stop because it was going to get Jews killed in Israel, Peres said, what a great scam. I want in, and this led directly to Iran-Contra. What Pollard doesn't know, and other people do know, by the way, well, Robert McFarlane tried to kill himself over this. It's a long, long story. The point is, if this story ever comes out, you can say goodbye to Shimon Peres. Finally, find one issue that will stick with him and prove that he's the vicious murderer he is. But more to the point, the Bush family, who Peres was blackmailing, let's just say that the sheen on their armor will be highly tarnished.
Well, basically what you're saying then is that the Perez got this information about Iran-Contra and used it...
No, there was no Iran-Contra. Oh, yes. Perez got information about one arms for hostages ship, and he went to the States. Look, I can do the whole story of who he turned up with. Oh, boy. Let's just say this way. He said, what a terrific opportunity to make a lot of bucks. Let's expand the arms for hostages and get them out of Iran. And in short, to free American hostages in Iran, America would provide arms through Israel secretly. That was Iran-Contra, and then it got messy because the money ended up in Nicaragua, and it ended up in helping the Contras, who traded the arms for cocaine, which was laundered in the Bank of Polim in Miami. The whole story has been told, believe it or not, but it's been highly suppressed. What Americans know about Iran-Contra, with all their hearings, they don't know what happened. What really happened was Shimon Peres was at the center of blackmailing George Bush, the father, and that's how Iran-Contra got started. And Jonathan Pollard thought he was giving information to friendly, sympathetic forces of Jews in Israel. He didn't understand that he was giving it to the biggest crook on earth that Israel ever produced, Shimon Peres.
And, of course, that is what he's been in prison all this time for, is basically to cover up this fact?
Oh, without a doubt. Let's put it this way. When they found out that Pollard got the information that Peres was using, and they didn't know how Peres knew about the arms for hostages, one operation, or how they had the information to blackmail the American government. So Caspar Weinberger set up Pollard, and look. Everybody set up Pollard. Pollard made it, cut a deal with the court that he would reveal all for a sentence of about 5 years. The judge, he was a black judge, and he was murdered. By the way, he didn't end his life normally. The Pollard case should be investigated properly, and you don't let him out of jail if you don't want that to happen.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Barry. Talk to you next
Bye.
Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Dr. Stan back here. Well, I hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry, but what he's basically saying is that certainly Pollard had made a deal. He was going to be out in 5 years. He cooperated, and then the judge suddenly dies. Very, very reminiscent of James Earl Ray. You remember the fellow who shot, we're told, shot Martin Luther King. He really didn't. He was a patsy, but Judge Battle, I remember Judge Battle was going to give James Earl Ray the opportunity to have a trial, and he immediately dies of a heart attack, and then the new judge, of course, won't allow James Earl Ray to be to have a trial. Why? Because they can't let the American people know that the CIA killed Martin Luther King. If you have any doubt about it, we have a four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, where you'll actually hear my interviews with the people who were at the trial that was put on by the King family against a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was actually part of the conspiracy to kill King. And, of course, the jury that heard the trial said, yes, the government killed Martin Luther King, and yet not a word about it. We actually have a book written by William Pepper on the same subject that you can get the two of them together, the four-tape set and the book by Mr. Pepper on the murder of Martin Luther King. They did the same thing with Bobby Kennedy. After all, Saran was standing in front of him, and yet Bobby Kennedy was shot from behind. You explain to me how you can stand in somebody and shoot in front of him and shoot from behind, and the bullet enters from behind. It's sort of like the assassination of Martin Luther, pardon me, of President Kennedy. Why, of course, he's shot from behind, yet it blows off the back of his head. No, the bullet came in front, but they can't let the American people know that they killed him. We have two tape sets on the murder of John Kennedy, plus an excellent DVD, why he was killed. He was assassinated by the government. It was a coup d'etat because he thought he was the president. There were many, many reasons why they wanted him dead. He didn't want to advance the war in Vietnam. He wanted to get a sound monetary system. Lots of things wrong with John Kennedy, but at least he was trying to do what he thought was best for America. He was a socialist. I don't agree with a lot of his policies, but they murdered an American president and got away with it. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Yet the four tapes set on the murder of Martin Luther King, the four tapes set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, the two four-tape sets in the DVD on the murder of Jack Kennedy. We even have a DVD on the murder of Bobby Kennedy put out by BBC. We've got, of course, a four-tape set on the sinking of the USS Liberty, and a video and a DVD on that. They can't let the American people know that President Johnson and Robert McNamara wanted to kill all the American sailors on the USS Liberty so they would have a justification for going to war with Egypt. Any more they can let you know what really happened on 9/11, and they killed all those people so that they could have a justification for going to war with Iraq and Afghanistan. Iran will come later. Well, our number 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget, we do have an all-day conference on the 17th of October. Looks like we're going to have a great turnout. Have to know within this next 2 weeks, have to be serving lunch. And so a week ahead of time, we have to let people know at the center how many people will be there. So if you're going to come, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. Always a great time, all day seminar, lunch served,